We've only got about 2.5 minutes, and a very short 2.5 minutes of that, to deal with myth number 5. One should be solemn when going to communion. Why would Christians want to be solemn? To concede something to the myth here, why would they want to be solemn going to the Lord's Supper?
Well, it's serious business. I mean, sin is what brings us to the Lord's Supper. Sin is what brings the Lord's Supper to us. It's what brought Christ to the cross in the first place. And here we receive the body and blood that were sacrificed, as we said, once and for all, to pay for our salvation. This is the presence of God with us in a unique way, and we're receiving Christ in his body and blood into our bodies to be our provision unto life everlasting. Those are not things to trifle about, and it doesn't help if the worship service does not reflect the importance and the sacredness of what's going on there.
And why would Christians want to, with only a minute here, approach the Lord's table with joy?
Some people take the first dollar they ever earned and they frame it, or they take a trip to Washington, D.C., and they see all the historic buildings and they think about all the great men who walked those corridors and the important decisions that were made there. But this is even better than that. This is not just something from the past, like my first dollar, or something from the past, like the White House or the Pentagon or the Capitol. And this is something of far greater importance. This is the forgiveness of sins and life and salvation being brought to me, and brought to me with the very body and blood of the Christ who gave his body and blood to buy and pay for that, and he's putting that body and blood into my mouth and not something else. So there's great cause for joy here, not giddiness, but joy.